I'm Eric Hodge. There's a new episode of the Come Here and See series on the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
Now he's a U.S. Marshal.
Hi, folks. I'm Dom Flemings from WUNC's American Songster Radio podcast. We've got a new season out now that explores the rich but often forgotten history of black cowboys.
Born a slave down in...
There's live music and conversation with my friend Jeff Place from Smithsonian Folkways Recordings.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Good, man.
American Songster Radio podcast. Available now on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Eric Hodge. All this year, we've asked people in the local music community to pick a song that they think says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here and See series.
Hey, I'm Bill Smith, and I am the recently retired chef at Crook's Corner in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And I've been listening to this series since it started, and I love it. And I couldn't decide what song I would choose. And then I think on Back Porch Music one night, this song came on. Aragon Mills by the Red Clay Ramblers, and it was written by a man named Cy Conn who lives in Charlotte, and it's the story of the closing of the textile mills in North Carolina, and Jim Watson sings it, and all that got me started thinking about the early days of the Cat's Cradle, which is 50 years old this year, and one of the mainstay bands of the Cradle in its early days were the Red Clay Ramblers. This is the original Red Clay Ramblers. They've gone into different, you know, sort of permutations in later years. But originally, it was Bill Hicks and Tommy Thompson, and Jim Watson and Mike Craver and Jack Herrick. And I was thinking back on it, and I just realized that I didn't realize that I was in the presence of genius all the time. It was around me all the time, and I didn't know how lucky I was. This song is beautiful. Jim Watson sings it as a solo, and you listen to each piece of it, and you just hear virtuosity, and it's remarkable. It just made me realize how lucky I am to live here in a place where there's so many fabulous musicians.
At the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall that says
I just remember this is just a beautifully haunting song and performed by wonderful people.
But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, for the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming back. And the only tune I hear is the sound.
Some of them unhappily have passed on. Tommy's no longer with us, nor is Bill, but Mike Craver's retired to Western North Carolina. Jack Herrick's still around here and working with the Ramblers as they are now and also composing things on his own. And Jim Watson, I just saw on his bicycle the other day, but he performed with Alice Gerard at the Art Center this winter. I can't remember, last fall maybe, I don't remember. But anyway, it's always good to see him, and he just sounds just as good as he ever did.
So. Yeah.
There's no chill.
This song, I remember one time in particular, we all went to New York to do a show. Excuse me, it was back in the early 70s. And before the show, when the audience was coming in, sometimes we'd all get on stage and just sing. And the Ramblers would always lead that. They'd pick out what we were going to sing. And a lot, I wasn't a singer, frankly. So we would just sing whatever and while the audience came in. And I remember one night, I was sort of humming along while Watson sang this. And the audience was silent. I never, you'd never seen anything like it.
Now I'm too. tell me where will I go? And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town we've been spinning.
I happen to know, Bill, that you also like some loud and fast rock and roll.
I do, in fact. I'm wearing a Melvin shirt today.
How do in kind of your mind the Ramblers used to play the Cat's Cradle, right?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you'd also have all these punk bands coming.
All the time, whenever we could.
And how did that work out for you and where's that matchup for you where these two things can coexist for you in the same club, in the same town, in your mind?
Well, I like even more kinds than that, but I've always loved the music scene here, and I love it for lots of reasons. Sometimes it's just because the music's pretty, but in other times, it's the sort of intellectual requirements that it takes to be in a band. And my kitchen was often full of rock and roll people, and there is that work hard, play hard ethic. And they're smart and they're funny, and they get stuff done. And I just enjoy, even if I don't like the music the band does, I appreciate the intellect that went into doing it.
As it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin.
The Red Clay Ramblers version of Aragon Mill by Cy Conn was recorded live at the Cat's Cradle back in the 70s when Bill Smith was one of the club's owners. Bill chose this song for our Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. This song was written by activist and organizer Cy Conn. He's from Charlotte and is the founder and former executive director of Grassroots Leadership. It's a social justice nonprofit that in recent years has been focused on prison reform. Here's what his original version sounds like. It's on his 1974 album, New Wood.
At the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, 'cause the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming back.
This series is being produced with cooperation from the State Arts Council. There are more episodes available at WUNCmusic.org, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge.
Now the mill has shut down. It's the only life I know. Tell me, where will I go? Tell me, where will I go? And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin.
Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, we close out this year-long series with a deep listen to the song that many hear as the state anthem.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind.
Carolina in My Mind by James Taylor is a song that makes many long for home. For writer Will Blythe, that reminds him of one December night in his hometown of Chapel Hill.
To me, the amazing thing about that song is that it created nostalgia in me as a sixth grader at Glenwood Elementary School in Chapel Hill. It gave me, and I think it gave a lot of my friends, a sense of longing for a place when I'd only been on Earth for about 12 years. And I mean, that's a very potent form of nostalgia. And I think that's what James Taylor's music was able to instill in me you know, even as a kid.
In my mind, I'm born in Carolina.
We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here NC series on WUNC's Songs We Love podcast.
Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm born to Carolina.